And I guess we should start with this question: is do you think Walkersville is too tough on gun owners?
Well, no, Walkersville is not too tough on gun owners. I don't even know why this is even brought up. I guess the current climate in the country has caused certain groups to get upset with ordinance. That ordinance has been on the books for 40, 50 years. I think it was primarily put on because back when there was a lot of pigeons and stuff in this little town, while kids used to run around with BB guns and 22 pistols and shoot them and did some damage to property, and the town finally just banned it back in those days, and really it's never been anything since then. Nobody's even commented. So,
you seem to be saying that you're basically taking a common sense approach to this whole issue.
I mean, it was just a small issue. In fact, last night at the meeting, we only spent about 3 minutes on. It's a very small issue on the. For us, we do allow people to have guns. They just got a certain amount of restrictions. You got to have a permit. You can hunt on agriculture land and with your rifles and shotguns and that kind of stuff. Nobody even bothered. Truthfully, we don't bother about guns up here. I don't know if people have. I don't have a gun. Maybe I shouldn't say it on television or radio, but. I know, and people have guns, and we don't know who it is, and we just frankly don't care.
Where did this group came out of nowhere, it seems? It kind of swooped in and challenged you on this. Were you surprised by that?
Well, I'm never surprised by anything anymore, but this group first contacted our attorney on, so we have to hire an outside group to be our attorney. We don't keep one in the house. Contacted our attorney and told us about we were possibly violating the law, and he sent us an email, and we just sort of answered it and said, "Well, send him the law back," and said, because it really not. I don't think it's restrictive at all. It says that people pretty much can have guns, but you're going to do it lawfully. You're not just going to go out there and buy a gun and start shooting in town. That's not the way it's going to work. It's just a safety issue as far as the town goes. We don't want property destroyed, and more importantly, we don't want people destroyed.
What have you? I guess the good question would be: has anybody in any of the residents complained that this law needs to be revisited?
No, there's no complaints whatsoever. We have. The only complaints we ever had was the. People understanding agriculture land, but you've always been able to hunt on agriculture land throughout the entire county here, so people didn't understand why they were out. We have farms within our town limits, and they were out maybe shooting rabbits or squirrels on the farms, and some people would ask, is that legal? Which it is. You know, it's just what people do all around anyhow.
Do you feel as though that these folks may take you to court? And if so, what do you think about that?
Well, I think my quote was, "Don't sue us." We've been sued before, and you know that's not a big issue in my book. If they sue us, we'll take it from there. But I don't think we've done anything to be sued for. And if they sue us, we'll have to approach that. I think if we explained that, I think truthfully explained this to them, there'd be no thought of anything being wrong. The statement basically I got out of the board last night was, let them do what they want to do. We're not going to jump through any hoops for them.